Last year, the South Burlington City Council voted 4-1 to oppose bringing the F-35 jets to the National Guard base at the Burlington International Airport. Councilors were concerned about the impact of noise from the planes. On town meeting day in March, two of the city councilors who opposed the planes were voted out of office and replaced by councilors who support the F-35s. The South Burlington City Council was then asked to reconsider its position. Following a nearly three-hour public hearing Monday night, the council reversed the earlier decision, voting 3-2 in favor of housing the F-35s at the airport. South Burlington City Council Chair Pam McKenzie, a supporter of the jet, says more than 200 people attended the hearing. She believes there are three core reasons to bring the jet to the airport.
We need to make sure that we protect the jobs that we have and then make more. The second piece is that we have the opportunity with this vote to start a process to address the needs of the neighborhood. And I think the third piece is we have a really good window or opportunity into being able to develop a very strong relationship with the airport so that the airport serves people as a real airport and a contributor to a thriving economy for the state of Vermont.
City Councilor Roseanne Greco is one of the two to vote against supporting the F-35. An outspoken critic, she is now presenting concerns over the impact of jet noise on children, especially since there is an elementary school a quarter mile from the airport. Greco is planning another hearing tonight at the Chamberlain School to discuss that issue.
The 8,000 people who we talk about, you know, their property values and their quality of life, that didn't get anybody. But I honestly thought when they found out that there is overwhelming evidence, children who live around airports have their physical health damaged, their emotional health damaged, and their learning ability damaged. You know, there's more information coming out. You don't have to vote. You don't have to take a position. And in my mind, that is not a risk you want to take. If you're going to make a decision one side or the other, give the benefit of the doubt to the children.
Why is that just now?
Green Ribbons for the F-35s is a group that supports basing the F-35s at the airport. Creator Nicole Citro was at the South Burlington hearing. She finds it curious that opponents are bringing up noise impacts on children so late in the conversation.
I was living on Heath Street in South Burlington as a child when the F-4s were taking off. No one was concerned about the effects on my health as a child, and it has not been brought up since. I think the situation where the opponents are trying to look to different reasons to stop this plane from coming. But the thing is that it's not like they're proposing a brand new base to be started here and that none of us have ever experienced military jets. Burlington, Vermont knows jets. The base has been here since 1946 and we've experienced every sort of plane. So we know that our children are going to be fine. We know that our property values are not going to diminish. Anybody that's lived through the F-4 knows a loud jet.
The neighboring community of Winooski also held a public meeting on the F-35 on Monday evening. City councilors there postponed further consideration until Wednesday. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.